I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. On the iHeart app, John and Ken on Demand, that's the podcast, and then you could listen to whatever you missed, and it's already 2 o'clock. You missed stuff.
You did. You missed a whole hour's worth, and John and his garbage cans.
City
of L.A.
Yeah.
All right, that's important. You got to go back and hear that.
And deliver me a trash can. The whole freaking city. How many thousands of people went on strike? They can't deliver one trash can to my house.
All right, so it's been kind of an unusual year when it comes to fires. I mean, in summers past and certainly into the fall, it's often California that gets a lot of attention for fires. A few months ago, it was Canada. Remember the smoke that was blowing into the Northeast and the Midwest?
Yeah.
Right now, though, the big story is Hawaii, particularly what's been going on Maui. We're going to get an update on the story and the damage and what's being done from Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI.
There's a lot of devastation.
There really is, and it continues to get worse. The governor is saying at 6:30 our time tonight, he's going to give an update. He was on a trip. He was on vacation and then made his way back, so he's going to be briefing, and the numbers are probably going to go up. But 36 dead at least right now. They believe that number is probably a lot higher once they really get in and begin going through the neighborhoods. But Lahaina, not only a big tourist area that many of us have been to if you were staying in Kanapali and then you go into Lahaina, but home to 12,000 people, lots of Hawaiian history in Lahaina, the original capital of the Hawaiian kingdom, the big banyan tree downtown. It burned. It's believed it's probably gone. Maybe they can try to save it, but this is Amanda Cassidy, lost her home. She tells us she lives in Lahaina.
Most of Lahaina is gone.
It's gone. And then there are the missing. We just heard from a guy who was one of those who jumped into the ocean. He said he was at an intersection. About 40 of the people who were there could not get away. So they ran out of their cars, jumped into the ocean. He was with his girlfriend. He has not seen her since. He doesn't know where she is. She is among the missing. There is no official missing list, so we don't have a number of that yet. But there are a lot of stories of that he has burns on him now. The Coast Guard made rescues, but he doesn't know where his girlfriend is. And then there's Steve Scott. He's looking for his wife. He thinks she's alive, but doesn't know where she is.
I think she's safe, but I haven't found her yet.
So there are people all over the place. A few minutes ago, buses pulled up to the Maui airport, and they were full of people from the resorts in Kanapali. You know, there's a Westin there and a Hyatt and a Marriott Vacation Club and a bunch of other ones, Sheraton. And they were told, you can't stay here. You got to go. They don't have any flights out. They don't know where they're going to go. The airport right now is essentially a refugee center. Of people sleeping on the ground, standing around, packed in there. Airlines are flying in empty planes as evacuation flights. United, they're sending in big planes. They've canceled their flights, but sending them in empty. American, Alaska, Southwest, they're all doing it now, trying to get them out. And it's not quick enough, but vacationers have been told you got to go. The mayor of Maui telling us.
Flights on various airlines. They were brought over empty and they left with tourists. seeking either to go back to the mainland or to go to Oahu.
And a lot of people don't know where they're going to go. Are they going to come to L.A.? Are they going to go to San Francisco? Are they going to go to Honolulu and then figure it out there, being in a big airport? They don't have a lot of say in it. You kind of go wherever you're able to get on a flight. The other thing is those coming from Kanapali say that they haven't had any electricity or any cell phone service since Tuesday. They had no idea how bad this was, that they were not getting communication. So some of them are just finding out about Lahaina and how bad it really is as they get to the airport, come back into to communication right around there. Then the bodies, the mayor saying they are going to find more.
We're continuing to go through. There have been casualties. We have found, our people that did not make it through this fire.
But guys, it was raining this morning, briefly, but pretty heavy rain throughout the island, and rainbows up above. You think of those beautiful Hawaiian rainbows. That's what was seen this morning. So the fires, it seems, aren't going to be the threat now because of the rain and the winds have calmed down, but it is now going in and finding the devastation, finding those who are killed, people finding out they have no homes, that it's the aftermath of it now as the numbers go up.
They're able to have enough resources to fight all this?
Generally, it's everybody's helping everybody out. The National Guard is helping, active duty army. They brought in their helicopters. The firefighters who are on the islands, they're there. So, yeah, it's all hands on deck, and they say they're going to be able to do it.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for that report.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, about the wildfires on the Hawaiian Islands, and particularly Maui, and in particular the town of Lahaina.
It was a beautiful, charming, quaint town.
You were there.
I was there twice, yeah. Last time, a while ago, when the kids were small, we went. With friends, and it was. I remember seeing the banyan tree he was talking about. Have you seen a banyan tree?
No.
There's.
I'm looking at a picture of it.
It's a tree that grows multiple trunks and covers a very large area. It looks like it'd be 10, 15, 20 different trees. It's all one tree.
Oh.
It grows in a most unusual way. I don't think any other tree grows like that. And I saw another one recently down in Florida. There's one on the Thomas Edison property down in Fort Myers. And in fact, because, I mean, it's like its own forest in a way. And when I was down in Florida, I asked the caretaker, I said, this is one single entity. He goes, yeah. I got, it looks like there's 20 of them. He goes, no, this is all one. This is what they do. And it's a really beautiful thing, the one in Lahaina.
It's 150 years old. 150 years old, that banyan tree you're talking about is a big Maui landmark.
And all those people, what started the fire that it spread so fast?
I'm looking at a story about the winds. It was kind of a strange combination of things. First of all, they did have drought. They did have a lot of dried out vegetation. But the strong winds, gusts have been as high as 67 in Maui County, up to 82 in Hawaii and Honolulu counties.
Yeah,
and it became because there was a big difference in pressure, high pressure to the north of the islands and low pressure associated with that hurricane that passed to the south. Differences between these two pressures, atmospheric pressures, led the winds to become very gusty. And that resulted in
that's where the wind comes from, a rapid change in air pressure. It's same kind of winds from the Santa Anas, been producing the same kind of result.
Right, but these, especially in this smaller area over these islands, it's really intense. It says here, it's not unusual for high pressure to set up north of Hawaii and to usher in strong east-to-west breezes. The added presence of the Hurricane Dora intensified the winds by increasing the pressure difference over the region. But you heard, as Alex reported and we're hearing, things are starting to settle down with the winds, which would certainly be, and from fighting fires in California, that's always a good result.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
You can also leave a message for the Moist Line using that app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We got those calls coming during the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow. Well, we did have this audio that we collected of some residents of Lahaina, which is a village town on the Maui, one of the Hawaiian islands, who are devastated, of course, by the fires that have pushed through. This audio is one resident pleading for help.
We've been pulling people out since last night, trying to save people's lives. And I feel like we're not getting the help we need, you know?
Oh, my God.
This is a nationwide issue at this point. Yeah, we need help, a lot of help. We got to get people down here. You know, it's a short road, Front Street. If you guys walk down the street, you see it's completely burnt. And we just, if I saw somebody, I helped them. I felt like these guys wasn't going to get help because I seen so much people walking. And this is what we do in Lahaina. We don't leave people behind, you know? That's just how we roll.
That's how we roll. Anyway, bad timing. The poor governor was out on a vacation trip when the fires broke.
That's every nightmare for a governor.
I know, it's the first day. It was the acting governor. Like, what happened to the governor? I guess he just picked a strange time to. He's back, though.
Start acting.
And Biden declared an emergency, right? And Kamala Harris sends her condolences and
that's going to help. Yeah.
Yeah, the vice president chimed in.
Her condolences will put out fires just by itself.
What an hour. Coming up after 2:30. How often does this happen on the Johnny Ken Show? Stories on the 49th and 50th states. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Alaska. The mayor of Anchorage announced recently that he may have to send the vagrants to L.A. during the winter because it's harsh up here and we do not have the shelter space. His name is Dave Bronson. This prompted the El Segundo Times to send a reporter all the way to Anchorage to walk around with him.
Yes.
We'll go through the story.
And scold the mayor.
After 2:30. Well, I threw a fit just at the beginning of the story because not the reporter, but she starts with the mayor being confronted by a vagrant. And I just got really irate at the vagrant.
Yeah,
so
me too.
We'll
me
read
too.
You. Oh, yeah.
These are ungrateful.
This is the heart of the problem.
These are ungrateful, entitled vagrants. They really think the world owes them everything.
That's right.
Because they exist.
No, he started yelling at the mayor, and you'll find out why.
Yeah, it's infuriating.
Here's an update on the climate protesters in Europe, John. You've been watching that story.
Yes.
They've been defacing art and blocking traffic.
Those little toddlers.
There were stories from Germany and from London and the stories that also made news was people confronting them and dragging them out of the way when they try to block traffic, which is what you should do. It's sort of like the 7-Eleven guys beating the robber.
Yeah.
To me, it's the same kind of thing.
My heroes.
If somebody's going to ruin your day by blocking traffic, you get out and pull them by the hair.
Yeah. No, it's like that German woman. You grab this protester and grab them by the ankles, right, so that their face skids. Their face down and it skids on the asphalt.
Good one.
They're not going to block any more traffic after that.
No.
No.
They may not have any face left. They lose face.
They lose face right on the road there.
So the story is that Germany, France, and Great Britain and some other European countries have decided to go after the protesters. The groups are called Extinction Rebellion, and another one's called The Last Generation. They have been responsible for dozens of protests. Oh, yeah, they've glued themselves to building, too. I forgot about that one. That's another one of their tricks, like to glue themselves to things.
You know, zero tolerance for this. They should be taken, dumped in glue, and thrown on asphalt somewhere in a parking lot and just leave them to the elements.
And what are you supposed to say when they do this? Oh, we're sorry. I'll stop using my air conditioner and I won't fly to Europe this summer. Okay.
They're having no effect on everyone. In fact, I think there was a counter protester showed up and said, stop pissing us off. Stop doing
this. Yeah, they did.
Okay,
they...
you're not winning any converts. And you're
that's actually what they called themselves, Stop Pissing Us Off Group.
That was the name of the group. And the thing is, they're not winning any converts. And you know the amount of fossil fuels increased again this year to its highest level ever?
Oh.
For all this talk and all this prattle, it has not reduced the amount of fossil fuels being burned around the world.
They need to block traffic in China. See how well that goes.
You notice nobody goes to China?
India.
Yeah. It's really easy to do it in Europe because they're so...
Garcetti should be blocking traffic in India. He was a big climate guy.
Right.
Yeah. They use fossil fuels.
I wonder what he thinks of India. Living there every day. Yeah.
He wants to come home by now.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me about him today. Did he ever get that Alaska job? Yeah. That Alaska job. I meant that India job. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He's gone.
Yeah. Not heard from since.
So apparently law enforcement in France and Germany are going to use wiretaps and global positioning to track down members of the groups after they carry out, before they carry out their demonstrations. So one member of the Last Generation was arrested in his home after announcing plans to glue himself to a major road in a German city. If somebody glues himself to a major road, I'm sorry, you run them over.
Yes.
That's all there is to it.
Did,
right? You want me to wait here till you unglue yourself or the police take you away? Yeah. No.
You put your,
you made the decision to glue yourself.
You put yourself in play.
Ouch!
You glue yourself to the road. You end up getting flattened like a pizza. Like one of those Roadrunner cartoons, remember?
Yes.
Coyote would get flattened and then he'd have to peel himself up off the road.
Walk away. Shame.
Then he'd shake himself.
And become full again.
Right.
Britain passed legislation in May, making it illegal to glue or lock yourself to public or private property. Roadblocks are big in Berlin, it says. Police claim they have spent more than 480,000 hours responding to 4,500 incidents committed by climate activists just in Berlin. Oh, that's...
No, this is
you need to glue them into the jail cell. That's what I would do. You want to glue yourself to something? How about a prison cell?
Here's the story. This is from the AP off the NBC website. Yeah. The world emitted more carbon dioxide in 2022 than any other year on record, dating back to 1900.
Oh, wow.
So imagine the last 30 years and all the incessant prattle about carbon emissions. Record year last year. No year has been higher. Nobody's listening. All these people, this is a ruse to just raise taxes, penalize people, and annoy people. And to create like a whole industry of those who create fake green energy products and also get federal subsidies and to charge us more money for energy. But the amount of energy being used in the form of fossil fuels to create carbon dioxide, that is hit a record high. Nobody cares. Life's going on.
And back here in California, a moment of silence for the company called Proterra. They were the first to bring zero emission buses to North America. They've gone bankrupt.
That was probably another racket.
The company's share price fell from nearly $17 a share when it went public to 17 cents as of Tuesday afternoon.
That's a tough investment.
It's fallen through the floor. The company thinks that it might be able to emerge. And again, they were the first. I don't know if the electric buses are making it. It tells me that this is probably, that's what they did. They developed public transit buses powered by batteries. And they have voluntarily filed for Chapter 11. Claiming they're going to keep operating, but it's so not what, a good what, bet that they'll come
what's,
back.
What's the problem? Because I know one company had buses that kept catching fire. So were cities not buying the buses because they were too expensive? Or
says they manufactured only 1,000 electric transit buses since 2010. 13 years, they only made 1,000 buses?
Well, no wonder they went bankrupt.
That sounds like no demand.
Right.
They accumulated a deficit of $1.1 billion by the end of last year.
So it was almost like a fake company.
Well, they were touted, I think, by some.
Of course, they're
cutting edge future.
Every scam industry is touted. It's like cryptocurrency was touted.
Yeah, remember Solyndra?
Yeah, Solyndra. Yeah, Solyndra was the Obama era version of this. See, whenever a left-wing guy gets in power, they start prattling about green energy, and they start handing out government subsidies and create Solyndra, which turned out to be a fake company, and now Proterra is a fake company.
All right, when we return, the El Segundo Times sent the reporter to talk to the mayor of Anchorage, Alaska. He made news last week for saying he may have to send his vagrants to L.A. for the winter. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Or also you can get John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
Well, sometimes it doesn't take long for me to get really aggravated with an El Segundo Times special. And it was in the first several paragraphs. It's a story by a reporter named Haley Branson-Potts, a staff writer.
I just like how you always point out the hyphen.
I like the hyphen.
Because that says something about the person. Anybody who walks around with a hyphen.
Well, she may have taken, I don't know, a partner's name as her last name, too.
And keep your own name. Figure out if you're a Branson or a Potts.
They dispatched her to Anchorage, Alaska. Why? Well, it was news last week when the mayor there, a man by the name of Dave Bronson, said we may have to send our vagrants to Los Angeles this winter. It's going to be cold as it gets up here, and we don't have the shelter space. Somebody at the time said, oh, you need to go and find out more about this.
Stop this bad
there's
man.
There's a buzz that's been created about Anchorage homeless coming to Los Angeles. And why us? So here's how the story started, the way she wrote it. A man clutching a roll of toilet paper barreled toward Mayor Dave Bronson. He pointed to the portable toilets the city had just installed at the sprawling homeless encampment the mayor was visiting. There were just four toilets for hundreds of people. They often overflow with feces, said the 46-year-old man who gave his name as Joel. Bronson promised to bring more toilets. Then he pivoted to his latest idea, offering homeless people in Anchorage a one-way ticket to warmer cities like L.A. But as Bronson said, hey, let me ask you something. If I offered you an airline ticket, well, Joel screamed at him, I wouldn't take it. Alaska's my home. How dare you? How dare you? What I want to see you people do is take your head out of your bleep and figure this bleep out. And I read that and I got so freaking annoying. He has to figure out your life for you?
Yeah.
You can't figure out where to get a good toilet that's not overflowing with feces because you're a hopeless idiot? Oh, I was so mad when I read that.
Oh, I'm with you.
That Joel should be lifted right up and packed right off somewhere, holding a roll of toilet paper and pointing.
You man, 46.
He's a big shaved-headed guy. Do you see his picture?
46 years old. 46 years old. And he doesn't have a toilet to crap in.
And the mayor has to get his act together, his bleep together?
Yeah, get your act together.
What about your bleep?
Your bleep's all over the place.
Yeah, your bleep is flooding out of the toilets and the whole
portable leaking all over the lot here.
Restroom. What a start to the story. And I don't know if the reporter, maybe in her world, this is empathy for the vagrant because he's frustrated he can't get enough toilets for the people there. Me, I read it completely the opposite.
Because you've had 46 years.
You get your own toilet. Yeah.
You had 46 years to be able to rent a room with a toilet. What did you do for 46 years? Oh, you were snorting meth. You're injecting heroin. You're drinking. That's what you do. Guess what? Here's the penalty. No toilet for you. You don't go to work, you don't get a toilet. And you don't come to anybody and demand a toilet, waving toilet paper at the mayor. The mayor went to work every day. He has his own toilet.
They were using something called Sullivan Arena. It's a sports place that they put 500 people there during cold months, particularly during the pandemic. But the mayor said, no, it's time to let it return to hosting hockey games and rock concerts. He's right.
That's a public space.
So after that happened, they started hanging out in the parks and the green belts exploded in size. Now hundreds of people live outdoors. Anchorage, by the way, only has 288,000 people. That's small compared to SoCal town.
So go get a job. It's become their life. They never spend a day entertaining, getting a job, working, earning money, and then earning some shelter. They don't think about it anymore. Instead, they're in the mode. It's like, hey, this is I'm owed this.
Yeah.
Hey, you owe me some toilet paper. You owe me a new toilet. Hey, clean my toilet. You believe this guy? He's marching around barking at the mayor like the mayor is his personal valet. Hey, I need a clean toilet here. Man, I can't stand this attitude in these people. I really can't.
It doesn't take long before the Times reveals its true agenda in the story. This mayor is, quote, a conservative Republican who actually read the book, John, San Francisco, Why Progressives Ruin Cities by Michael Schellenberger.
Right.
Yep. I don't want the folks in L.A. to get mad at me, though. I don't want the mayor there mad at me. But he's suggesting this because it seems to be the only effective idea he has to get some of the homeless out of Anchorage who are living on the streets because they won't survive.
They don't have a budget for this. Even New York City, the mayor there, doesn't have a budget for all the illegal aliens coming in. Cities don't have the money for this.
Now,
why is every city now expected to take in every drug-addicted vagrant, every mental patient, every illegal alien at the expense of all the citizens who work for a living? How did all of us get to be not in first place, not in second place, not in third place even, right?
Right.
The drug addicts are first, the vagrants, the mental patients, the illegal aliens, you name it. Anybody who breaks the law, doesn't want to work, you could throw in all the prisoners that they've dumped out of the jails and prisons, right? They're ahead of us too. And they're all turning around looking at us and says, give me, I want. Nobody wants to go to work. Nobody in these crowds want to work.
They never explain much either. Eventually, you get to the part of the story where most of the homeless the vagrants she talked to don't want to leave because Alaska's their home. How dare anybody bring up this idea? And it looks like the state legislature isn't keen to the idea anyway. So she talks to Nancy Cabin Boy, age 40. She fell off a bicycle. She's nursing a bloody knee. She apparently is like native. She's Siberian Yupik and Inupiat. Originally from Nome, but they truncate everything. She said she lost her children. She didn't say when or why, and life just got hard. And that's it. That's why
she lost her children in the park.
She wouldn't say why or when to the reporter.
Well, probably.
And her life just got hard, so here she is. Please take care of me.
It's almost 100% mental illness. Drug and alcohol addiction.
It is.
That's it.
You can tell just from talking to these people.
Well, I lost my children. What does that mean? Somebody? Oh, the state took them away because they were neglected and abused because you were whacked out of your mind on some drug. That's the story. They won't even write the story anymore. I've noticed how they've whitewashed in the El Segundo propaganda Pravda Times. They whitewash everything now. They don't ask questions. They take absurd answers and just print them verbatim. It's like, no. You know what happened. You didn't lose your children. You went to a shopping mall and they wandered off. They're in the toy store. What would you lose them? Somebody took them away because you were a danger to them.
Wow. She actually found a vagrant by the name of Lei, a 30-year-old originally from Hawaii. She ended up in Alaska homeless, sitting there smoking a cigarette and showing off a hatchet that she has because she uses it to cut weeds and sometimes for protection. Of course, there's the old story that you're not safe on the streets, and you're not. So make the right decisions and change your life. Stop yelling at the mayor because there's not enough toilets. She had an idea for the mayor. There's days when we don't eat nothing. The mayor should send us some pizza.
The mayor should send us some pizza.
That's what she told the...
The mayor should build us another toilet.
She said, can you make our story seem happy? F the mayor, she said.
Right. Oh, it's the mayor's fault. You don't work. You're whacked out on drugs. It's the mayor's fault because he won't give you free food and he won't give you free shelter and he won't give you a free toilet. And even if he did, you still wouldn't work. You would want more. I just can't. I cannot stand this attitude. No. I really can't. And they just all ought to be. They ought to be forcibly kicked out of Anchorage and sent into the woods. Really.
All right, we'll return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Hot, Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
It was like an F combined with an L with a Flive everywhere.
I got distracted by one of those graphics on Fox News.
Yeah.
Is the fake meat fad finally over? I don't know what that's about. But
Beyond Meat is completely bottoming out. The company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was in the news the other day. I just didn't put it in the pile because we already kind of covered that. But they're completely, they're almost done.
I think
I got there's two of them, but I think Beyond Meat. The other one's Impossible.
The Impossible Burger, yeah.
I think Beyond Meat's the one that. Is let me just see
when
the
they finally go under. Yeah, I want to dance on their fake grave.
Oh, okay. I'll look it up here because I was gonna put it in the pile, and Beyond Meat sales plummet 30%.
Right.
As consumers question ingredients.
Yeah.
That's something I had pointed out before. I mean, it's a processed food, and the stuff that they're putting in there is, here it is. Beyond Meat. Oh, wow. Do you want the whole list?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me if this sounds healthier than beef.
Remember when you used to read the ingredients in the fruitcake?
Fruitcake, yes.
She's laughing. All right. We start with water, pea protein. P-E-A, not P the G.
It could be P-E-E.
Expeller pressed canola oil, refined coconut oil, rice protein, natural flavors, dried yeast, cocoa butter, and now comes something called methyl cellulose.
Ooh.
Hmm. Then there's potato starch, salt, potassium chloride, beet juice color.
Beet juice?
Color.
Yeah, to make color.
Beet juice.
To make it look...
What?
Like blood?
To make it look red, like meat. Yeah, to make it look bloody.
Oh, so
we talked about that.
So the red is beet juice?
Oh, yeah. It may not actually be beet juice. It just says beet juice color. So I guess it's a color that simulates...
Derived from the beet juice. It's
apple extract, pomegranate concentrate, sunflower lecithin, vinegar, lemon juice concentrate.
Vinegar.
And some vitamins, yeah. Vitamins and minerals.
Woof.
No.
Yuck. Yeah. I can't believe I bit into one once.
And apparently the problem is people see all those ingredients and go, what the hell? Not that all of them are bad, but most of them are kind of, it's like people are just now thinking, if I'm going to eat vegan cuisine, I'll just buy chickpeas and mash them up.
I'd rather have the beef with all the hormones in it and antibiotics.
The company's earnings took a hit in the last quarter.
Good.
Failing to meet expectations set by analysts and prompting Beyond Meat to forecast a 9% drop in overall sales for the year.
All these things are silly fads.
Yeah,
they're going to be doing a documentary on this era, you know, some years down the road, and everyone's going to stare and go, "What was going on? Oh my God! They were defunding police. They had homeless people demanding pizza and toilet paper. They were eating fake burgers and finding out it was made of crap." What a generation here.
Oh, it is L.A.-based. I didn't know that, Beyond Meat.
Oof.
Founded in 2009 by Ethan Brown.
Yeah, figures it's a guy named Ethan. Isn't that the perfect name for a guy who creates a fake beef company?
Ethan Brown?
That's right.
Yeah, he's still the CEO. Oh, headquartered in El Segundo. How about
right
that?
Next to the Times. On Wiener Avenue.
Number of employees, 1,419, but that was December of 2021. That might be subject to...
Go work in a meatpacking plant. Make real
some
beef.
Some kind of change. Just a heads up and one last note on the vagrants. Next year, there's going to be a bunch of ballot measures, depending on where you live, to vote on more housing stuff.
No.
We begin with a $10 billion bond proposal from... Oh, we mentioned this woman last hour. Assemblymember Buffy Wicks from Oakland.
Right. She's the one getting all the death threats.
She's the one with the vaccine legislation.
Yeah, vaccine legislation. Now she wants to build homeless shelters in our neighborhoods. That's what this is about. Like what they're doing on Midvale Avenue in L.A.
She wants to replenish the coffers of the affordable housing programs to the tune of $10
billion. Oh, my God. And what tax is that? Oh, it's going to be a borrowing thing?
No, it's a bond, yes.
Yeah, well, it's going to
come out. Next year is all about bond measures.
Well, that'll be paid out of the general treasury then.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Then there's a $5 billion measure. It's another bond measure from Newsom. Oh, they're going to put that in the ballot in March. That's early, the primary. I guess they think there'll be a show out because of the presidential primaries. to build housing and expand psychiatric and substance abuse treatment for homeless Californians. What did you do with the billions and billions you've already spent? You want $5 billion more?
I don't trust them. No. No more money.
The largest ever expansion of behavioral health funding in California. Wow.
Oh, it'll go into a sewer. They still still haven't spent the $7 billion they borrowed for the all the reservoirs from 10 years ago that they never built. They still haven't built the high-speed rail train, and that's from 13 years ago. No, wait, 15 years ago.
Yeah, 2015. We're not going to see the biggest one here. It's for the Bay Area. The Bay Area Housing Finance Authority, a $20 billion bond measure they want people to vote for. Oh, my God.
Just in the Bay Area they're voting on?
Yeah, to fund affordable housing projects across the nine counties. Right.
Oh, boy, is that a scam.
Wow.
The industrial complex, those guys are salivating over this.
Billions
of dollars of tax money. And we're in a deficit, right? We got a big deficit this year.
Yeah, it's like $32 billion.
And paying back this borrowing is going to come out of the general treasury. So that's only going to make the deficit bigger, which means they're going to start squawking about a tax increase.
Right.
No, say no to all of this. We've given them everything they asked for. They squandered the money. They fixed nothing. It all got worse. No more. Go rot in hell.
John Kent Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Kent Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.